Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing super. And how is your 2019 starting off?
So far, so good. I'm really excited. I got to actually be at home and celebrate bringing in the new year at home in Nashville. And so all is good so far. So looking forward to 2019.
You know, this concert featuring Ronnie McDowell, have you worked with Ronnie in the past, and how have you gotten to know him?
Yes, I have. We've been working together for the last 4 years, off and on. We do a lot of corporate events together, a lot of theater shows, kind of like what we're going to be doing there. And so Ronnie's really fun guy on stage, fun person to be around. He's also, one thing I love about Ronnie is that he's just kind of a country music historian. Which I love the history of country music. And so he's always telling me really great stories and things that I didn't know, even though I read a lot about the history of country music. So we've become friends. He's a great mentor, just super great to be around. And, you know, I think our shows complement one another. We both really just like to have a good time and entertain. And so it should be a really fun show. You know, the thing about it is that, and if you get to talk to him, he'll tell you he never got to see Elvis in concert or meet him in person. But it is so weird because he's just Elvis. He just kind of breathes Elvis. Like, it's just crazy. And the stories and the Elvis stories around him and his voice and his music. So really cool to get to be a part of this show with him since it is Elvis's birthday.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are already getting their tickets at our website at z100fm.com. There's some information up there about this show. And once again, my guest this morning is Amber Hayes, who hails from Oklahoma, now in Nashville, Tennessee. And for those folks who are tuning in this morning, Amber, who may have just been hearing your name for the first time, give us a little bit about you and how you got going in music and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, I am from Oklahoma, small town in Oklahoma. It's a town called Weleka. I'm sure all of you have heard of
yeah,
it. It's a big, big city. About 900 people, no stop sign, no stoplight. Grew up loving country music, used to go and feed the cows with my grandpa listening to country music. Loved Reba and Garth and Willie and Waylon. And I just basically grew up just loving country music and started singing when I was 5. And by the time I was 8, I was singing, you know, little places all over the kind of Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri area, and knew at like 15 I was going to move to Nashville. So I moved right out of high school, 2 weeks out of high school, and I've been here ever since. I love it. I got my first kind of big break when I played Conway Twitty's daughter in the Conway Twitty musical. I played Kathy Twitty, and I toured with that for a year and a half, and we played big stages, Rupp Arena, Ryman, all over the United States. And then we got to also tour with George Jones. At that point, I started releasing my own records independently, and I'm a songwriter as well. So I've had a couple of top 40s on the Music Row chart and released singles and had videos and toured the country with a couple of other country artists like Ty Herndon, and got to open for Reba and got to perform for our troops overseas and country music festivals around the world. So as Dolly says, I'm not near the success that Dolly has been. I mean, who is going to be? She's just Dolly, right? But I saw her in concert not too long ago, and she said, "Thank you for letting my little girl dreams come true." And I feel like most of my little girl dreams did come true and are still coming true. And I feel really blessed because of that. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. And I'm in Nashville now, and I do fun shows like this and still release music and write songs and love what I do and feel very thankful that I've gotten to do this my whole entire life.
Amber, that's about the best bio I've ever heard in approximately 2.5 minutes. I mean, you got it down. You. Well, I was going to ask you, like, I know it's hard to pick a favorite Elvis song, but do you have, like, a top three, or do you have a favorite Elvis song?
Oh, gosh, that's really, really tough.
It is hard.
Right. Well, Can't Help Falling in Love is a song that I've sang my whole entire life. It's one of my kind of go-to. Like, if somebody said, hey, just sing a song for me, that would be one that I just have always wanted to, you know, always enjoyed singing.
Well, I tell you what, it's just going to be something to see, and we're excited about this birthday celebration for Elvis Presley on what would have been his birthday Tuesday night there at the Varsity Center in Carbondale. Get your tickets for this at z100fm.com. You're not going to regret this. Maybe there's some people listening that saw Elvis here in Carbondale at the arena back in 76.
Cool.
You know, it'd be great to come on out Tuesday night and check this out in Carbondale. Amber Hayes, I just want to thank you. I'm going to direct people to you. You got the Facebook, the Instagram, all that stuff going.
Yes, sir. So it's Amber Hayes Music, and it's H-A-Y-E-S. So everything's Amber Hayes Music. So Twitter, Facebook, my website's AmberHayesMusic.com. Instagram's Amber Hayes Music. So I try to make it as easy as possible.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Amber. We'll see you Tuesday night in Carbondale, okay?
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. See you soon.